1탐 भगवतो भूत्य श्रुत्वा वाचस्पति सलह जहौर विरह जन तापम तंदो ततंगो उपचिताशिष I'm telling you about Krishna Yudhisthira in Greek. He is telling that in this Rasa Leela, especially in this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami is telling Mahatma or Mahima, glorifying this Rasa, and telling that Gopis are so much
exalted.
Then even Lakshmi, Rukmini Saptadhama, and all kinds of Lakshmi. What to tell goddesses, Aspara, and worldly beautiful ladies. And he is telling that Rasa Leela is best pastime of Krishna devotees. Anywhere described in Vedic books, epics, Upanishads, Purans, anywhere this pastime Rasa Leela is not explained as Sukadeva Goswami has explained in this book. Especially, it is not worldly lust. Krishna is master of Atmaram and Atmakam. Gopis are more Atmaram and Atmakam than Krishna also. Krishna has some wishes for himself to taste, but gopis have no taste at all, no smell of taste. Then when we think about Krishna, Krishna is more superior than gopis. And when we see gopis, then it seems that gopis are more superior than Krishna. Who is superior? It cannot be decided. Not anyone can decide forever. Krishna only wants the happiness of gopis, and gopis wants the happiness of Krishna. They have told also that this Rasa Leela is Vijay. Vijay means
victory
upon Kaum. Brahma, Narada, Indra,
Shankar,
all were defeated by Kaum. All defeated. Here in this Rasa Leela, it is shown that Kaum with his whole Sena army attacked on Krishna. With so many good
house,
bumps and everything. But yet he was defeated. Brahma was defeated in a moment. Shankar was also defeated, not by Kam, but yet by Kam, by Mohini Roop. But Krishna, so pleasant, cool, air in the bank of Yamuna, and everything was helpful for Kamdev, and lakhs of Kishori gopis. And they were trying, they were not trying, but Kam was trying to defeat Krishna and gopis also. But here Kam was fully defeated, because Krishna unko dikhla diya, showed it that he became out of sight. All gopis waiting there, when they were dancing and doing all these things, no bell here, but yet Krishna left them and danced. All were praying, but yet to grant Dhiraj, but he danced. So it is defeat of Kam. Whether this can be here, of here, this mortal world, or anywhere. Secondly, Rasleela is the best leela of Krishna, pastime. That he fulfills everything of gopis, and gopis fulfill the wishes of Krishna. And in Rasleela, the Rasleela was going on for a Brahmaratri. Brahmaratri, one kalpa. And it finished as if it was in a moment finished. Neither Krishna nor gopis. Anyone could not understand that how it passed away. Bijli nahi chali gayi. Don't try. In this leela, all the past times, what has been described in Govinda Leela or Krishna Bhavanamrita or the books of Krishna Karanamrita, Kavi Karna Tu, everything has come out. Everything. Indol Leela, you know?
Swing.
Swinging past time. Boat,
Nauka Vihar, Jal Keli,
Jal Keli, water,
water sports,
marriage, false marriage with Lalita, Vishakha, and each gopi. And we cannot imagine even what past times have been done to these people. So this is combination of all kinds of past times of Krishna. So this is best leela, best past time of Krishna. It is only only for Sukha, the devotees like Sukadeva Goswami, not for others, to remember. It will come as a chain, not by trying anything for that. We will try, but this lila will not come. But for them, as a chain, it will come. So, it is for the devotees, for remembrance, like Sukadeva Goswami, like devotees like Shankar, devotees like Parvati, and devotees like more advanced than that. Uttam Mahabhagavata. It will not come in Kanishta Uttam. They can only try and pray for this Leela. Madhyam can something at it will come in their heart. And Uttamadhikari, that is like chain, it will come. And only those persons who have achieved the frame, they have left this physical body and everything. No smell of any anartha. And having the taste for this, like Guru, Raghunath, and in the shape of Manjari only, or Sakhi, only they can taste and they can find this in the Rasa. Shankar tried for this Leela to enter. Arjun tried, they fell, they were expelled from that place. So we should imagine how this Rasa is. So he is telling that Ittham, first word is Ittham. Ittham means like this. Ittham means like this. What this? Like as he has told in last
previous chapter.
Last
chapter.
What he has told? Supeshalah. Vajah Supeshalah. Gopis heard the Vajah Supeshalah. Vajah means so sweet words of Krishna. Not only sweet. Supeshala. Supeshala means?
Charming.
Huh?
Charming. Most charming.
This is outward meaning. Supeshala. Meaning they have given in word?
Most charming.
This is out artificial meaning. Pesala means to make like this. What is it?
Mix. Mix. No, mix.
No words for in English for this word, Supesala. Only you have to understand. Supesala means you know Avahittha?
Mm-hmm.
Avahittha you know?
Mm-hmm.
You not remember. You know?
Avahittha.
Hidden moves. Or to tell anything, hiding something, but it is more than apparent. Mm-hmm. And so sweet. No? Krishna told them, why you came here? This is Supeshala. Having so many meanings, one are some hidden, some half unhidden, and some unhidden. So many meanings. Why you came here? What is the meaning? Krishna wants that you should say me frankly, why you have come? Can they say this? Why they have come? If you are there and Krishna is telling why you have come, can you tell why you have come?
No.
This is not a fact that it can be possible. Told why they have come. Gopis asked Krishna, why you have called? Only they told. Why you have called me? Krishna can tell openly why he has called? He cannot call. Because there are so much hidden mood and facts that anyone cannot tell. But both know. Gopis are also knowing and Krishna is also. Why Krishna is called and why they have come. They are silent. And these things are supeshala. So sweet, so many meanings, so many things. By hearing this, so many moods are coming like waves, coming and falling and again coming and falling. So many moods are coming constantly. Gopis are thinking, Krishna is telling, Krishna is some muskura rahe,
smiling
something. Pagadi pani, bhaiya. Gopis to ask why you, but they not told uttering, they told by eyes only. Krishna speaks, they are not answering by mouth, but they are by their hints.
Yeah.
Posture face, on face, eyes, and the color of
face
is changing in this. By love, by affection, all the Krishna tells, oh, you are silent. Bekhane kartali ke bajai chala. Bolo ni dhire. Then Krishna is telling, oh, you have come to see me. Gopis are somewhat at that time hearing this, try to smile, but they observe in themselves. Why Krishna is telling all these things? What is it? They were watching the mood of Krishna. Why he is telling? He is testing me, testing us. Or what his idea? They are watching. Then Krishna told them, oh yes, you have seen Sudhirtan. You have come comfortably. Swagatam.
Welcome.
Swagatam. Why welcome? Oh, I think there must be some disturbance in pressure. That is why you have come upset. Krishna sir, I become so pleasant. The ornaments in this necklace was there. and that some of them has one eyes kajal, not in others. That bells were dragging in Arthur, and they were upset. So Krishna is telling them, oh, anything anamayam in praja. Anamayam means disturbance. Perhaps any demon has come and disturbed praja. It is the fact. Gopis are not there. Then he asks, you have come to see the beautiful nature. Scenery of Prakriti. Prakriti?
Nature.
Oh, Jamuna is fled so. Cool breeze. Kakus are singing in fifth note. Mayus, Kokis, peacocks are dancing. Beli, Chameli, Jui, Kadamba. Mixing all fragrance, coming so sweet. And full moon is covering whole Prakriti, nature. It seems that Prakriti, the moon, is giving, is making bath of all these things in his golden light. So you have seen how this book, they were silent. And then he told that you should at once return to your house. No. Because your husband are waiting for you. They have not taken their prasadam. Coughs are crying to take milk, and cows are going hunkar as milk has not been taken. So they are feeling
uneasy.
Gopis are only hearing from, I am not far from here. It means, what is the meaning? They are not listening from here, but only hearing from
eyes.
What Krishna is telling, not going inside. Only they are watching the face and words of Krishna. These are supeshala. These are sweet words of Krishna. Again he told, if you are not going and serving your husband, it will be a very bad scene. In this world also and that world also. The persons will abuse you. And it is certainly a very bad scene. Whether the husband is good or bad, lame or anything, so much poor, he cannot do anything, ugly, yet women should serve their husbands. All this happened. And they were thinking, these are very sweet. Gopis are thinking, why Krishna is telling us? Modes are coming and going. These are supeshal vachas. After that, when Uddhava came, Krishna met anyhow to Gopis. After that, Gopis blamed Krishna that why you told me us to go away. Then Krishna told that, told so to go. I have not told you. You have told. But I have told that to go away, the night is dark. There are goats, there are so many wildly beasts. And you should serve your husband. Flatly he refused. I have not told. I told Abhor Ratri. No? Abhor Ratri means sir? Lightning night, mani Purna Chandra. I told. Not Bhor but Abhor I told. And Abhor Vish means sir? Mali deers, mali
rabbit.
And mali my peacocks, kokil are there. Not told. And I have told you that you should serve your husband. Who is your son? Husband. Because I am husband of a whole, not only to you, of whole world, whether they should be female, male, beast, anything. I am husband of all. So I only to serve that husband, that myself. So these are superficial words.
Crooked, sweet words.
Again, Krishna told. Gopis asked so many questions, nine questions, three questions. You know, Gopis asked. What Krishna answered was also superficial, sweet, but crooked words, very pleasant words. Krishna told in answer the substance and sar and substance of that that I had not gone here anywhere living. I cannot be with you. I was with you, but you are not seen. Because you are blind in affection and love. I was there with you to hear you all. But not in front, I was in back. But in back, you have no time to see in back and hear and there. So I was not anywhere else. I was not oversight.
Out of sight.
And especially for this act of your kind, I am debted forever. And this only sweet word conquered Gopis. Gopis wanted to conquer Krishna. What is that another word, conquer?
Defeat
Krishna. But what is told by these words that actually this because we wanted to defeat you by that you are but our Guru Drohi and especially Krishna told the second thing but that if anyone loves or not loves, but if anyone loves them, whether sons or daughters or any disciple does not love Gurudev or father and mother, yet they love them. And in this category there are two. But
those who are merciful and those who are affectionate like parents.
But you are not affectionate like parents. You are above this. And you are only gopis are in this category. whether I do love or not. So I am detective forever. And especially you have, by word, you have agreed. You have confessed that I am. So these words are so special. And hearing these words, Ittam Bhagavato. Bhagavato from Bhagavan, from Bhagavata Krishna. Bhagavata from Krishna. Here, Sukhdev Goswami is telling this word. Gopis are not telling. So, Sukhdev Goswami is using this word, Bhagavan. Sukhdev Goswami is feeling that Krishna is Bhagavan. But gopis are not feeling that Krishna is Bhagavan. Why Bhagavan? Sukhdev Goswami is realizing this fact that Krishna is Bhagavan. He is seeing that Krishna has become lakhs and lakhs and thousands of as gopi were. Sukhdev Goswami is feeling in his heart that Krishna became so much. Not like Kayabhyuha. In Kayabhyu, if anyone takes hand up, all Kayabhyu should hand up.
You have to behave the same
but
way.
But here, Krishna became so much. He seeing. He was in astonished that what here Krishna is dancing, having hands here. One doing like this, one in other form. Lakhs of lakhs Krishna with lakhs gopis in lakhs moods and lakhs kinds of
activities.
Too. So it is not like Kalyuga. Sukhdev Goswami is not saying that only one Krishna is going to all gopis. Because it is Bhagavata. Gopis are not feeling like, Srimati Radhika is not like seeing this. She is saying that, oh, he is with me also and he is with it. When I see towards her, he goes there, he also. So he, Krishna is one. He is not more. If gopis are seeing that Krishna is with all gopis, then it would be Aishwarya. Radhika is saying that when I see all, he sees. But a gopi sees that Krishna is with me only. Not with Radhika, not with other, not with that, not with that. So he became full of
Ashwarya.
But any gopi has no wonder at all. No Gandhari.
Smila
Gandhari. Understanding? So, in wonder he tells, word came out. Bhagavataha. Gopya sutva sutayishasa. Sukhdev Goswami is saying as if they are standing before them. Why he sing like that? So, because he is in samadhi. It seems that he has joined Ras. And not joined Ras, but far away he is singing all this. Actually. And he was out of his worldly senses there. And feeling like am in Vrindavan, I am in the but Yamuna, and Rasi is doing, and she is watching and seeing all these things as the fact was going on in his eyes. No? He heard all these things. What I told before, and he saw that all the gopis so jahau viraha jam tapam. Jahau means to leave. Jahau. They washed their all taps. Tap means not misery.
Burning
heart. How? By that supesala vacha. So crooked, curved and sweet, charming words. Yeah? Everything. Especially by three words. That I am defeated. I cannot be puring.
I cannot be out of debt. I cannot repay you.
This and I was always with you. When Krishna met them, they saw that Krishna has met us. And they were so pleased there. But they have a fear that again Krishna may go. Again he can go. But Krishna told that I will never leave you. And I was with you. You are not seeing by blinding your eyes by love. You are blind. Premandha. You are premandha. So you could not see. So I was not there. They मतलब उनके ऊपर विश्वास किया, they had faith, they rely on that. So that tap also went away. And tap also went away because when they were sitting on the bells of gopi, and one gopi took his hand in their hands, some took his next hand here, some took the feet of Krishna on their heart, someone getting so much nectar and cold nectar from eyes from a distant place to Krishna. They were doing Abhishek, you know, by sweet eyes moved. And Krishna was smiling somewhat and he was seeing from the corner of that gopis by this, all the tap, they become so pleased. Yeah? Tada anga upachita asisaha. Tada anga. Here Krishna anga. Tada anga means Krishna anga. But they took Krishna hands on their body. On their hearts Krishna feet they took. And it was so sweet and so thanda, cool, that it made gopi's heart so much. So every tap went on. By the touching of Krishna anga, it may be that Krishna has what? Embraced them. Anyhow, they have a link with Krishna all around. And by sweet words, by sweet looking, by his moods, by his confessing, everything. Gopis, all kinds of tap. And this was Ashish of Krishna. Ashish means a
blessing. Yes.
Blessing. Or, Krishna is blessing to gopis by these things, by words and this. It may be that gopis has given ashish to Krishna, blessing. Why Krishna has called them? To fulfill his wishes? No? So gopi came and fulfilled all the wishes of Krishna in Raj. So here, gopis are giving blessing to Krishna here. And Krishna is taking blessing of gopis. It also denotes by these words. Here also, there are so many things which Jiva Goswami has told that Jiva Goswami or Prasanthi, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, both has confessed this fact. We cannot explain all these things. They here realize these facts. But those are some things which cannot be written or cannot be told. So a Rasik Vaishnava praying this pastime, they should pray pastime. Pastime is not only past karma. It is like Swarup Shakti. So it is Vyakti or how, dono prakar ka. It is Vyakti means?
Conscious personalities as well as feeling.
Both. No? Understanding? As what our karms, karma, you know, our doings are no personality. Even no Satchit Ananda. But Krishna pastime has personality and it is called Yogamaya or it is called Swarup Shakti. It is a Vritti of Swarup Shakti, this Rashtra. Vritti, you know?
Vritti means?
Ladini?
Stage.
Huh?
Stages.
Stage?
Yeah.
No.
Consciousness.
Vritti means like a swabhav.
Nature of the Sarvaksha.
So Gopi becomes so pleased and so. Krishna saw that my ambitions is fulfilled. Gopis are now so. Now Rash can be done. Why Rash was not there? It was stopped by Saubhagya, mother and
Man.
Saubhagya, mother. But now Man has also gone by superficial words. And Saubhagya Mat went by the staring and all gopis are except Radhika Shah, that Radhika is superior than all. So they are Saubhagya Mat. and Radhika Man does. So now questions are that everything has been clear and now asked. Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling. Nothing more. Everything has been covered of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Ji. You sound more than that. You should be
satisfied.
By their own hearts.
Today, angry and unsatisfied to me because I have given you so much. Especially for him, I am better because he was waited for me for a month there at Puri and here also. And this also. Parsati, you are? Now you are going? Leaving me?
No, we're going around in circles.